At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everybody? And good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 1st. That's bananas. It is crazy. It's already July. This is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And today, I want to talk about rivalries. I want to talk about a rivalry we saw emerge a little bit on the field last year, but this offseason, I think, has added to that rivalry. We spent a full year talking about who the Eagles' biggest rival is, the Cowboys or the Niners. I think we got a third team in there, and there's been a lot of quotes recently to think that next year when these two teams play, it's going to be super heated. So we're going to talk about that. And then I got some thoughts on what makes a true contender, because I see a lot of coping going out there with a certain group of fans, actually two groups of fans. And I think the Eagles have kind of shown why, when it comes to a contender, you truly do know it when you see it. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, please make sure you are filling out the Go Birds survey. Again, you get a 50% off coupon of the Go Birds shirt when you fill it out. No, you don't have to win it. You just get it. You get the 50% off and you get a chance to help grow the pod. We want the pod to be better. We want the pod to be doing things that you guys want to hear. We want to be better at things you think we need to be better at. And the only way to do that is to hear from you guys. So the link is in the bio, or not the bio. That sounds like a Twitter thing. The link is in the description. So go click on it, fill out the survey. It takes 5 or 6 minutes, but take as much time as you want because we'd love to hear your thoughts. All right, let's talk rivalry. And no, it's not rivalry week. It's not rivalry wall. It's not the rivalry shirt Nick Sirianni would wear. Let's talk about a true rivalry that's brewing. And I think that's between the Eagles and Washington. So obviously on the field last year, whenever you play in the NFC Championship game, it makes sense that the following year, it's going to be heated when the two teams play. Now, it does suck. The schedule doesn't help that, right? They don't play until late in the year. But there's been a lot of quotes, not really back and forth, but just from the Eagles talking about Washington that have surfaced over the last week. So I want to play for you guys. So first up is Saquon Barkley. He's talking on the team's website, and he talks about how Washington celebrated when they beat the Eagles in that game. Jalen Hurts got knocked out. Kenny Pickett goes in the game. And how the Eagles remembered that. So here's Saquon talking about what they remember from Washington celebrating.
The mindset kind of going to this game, too, is the last time we played this team, we lost. We kind of gave the game away. That's why you got to be careful what you do. We remember how they celebrated. If this was college, they would have stormed the field. That's what it felt like. So that definitely was on the back of our mind.
This Eagles team, very, very good at finding things to use as a slight. You just know Sirianni showed in those meetings probably the clips of Washington celebrating before that NFC Championship game. And especially for an Eagles team that barely ever loses, whenever they lose to a team, it's a rare occurrence. So you know you're going to remember that. And I was at the stadium that day. You remember Zach Ertz and Nick Sirianni had their little back and forth after the game. Washington and their fans went absolutely crazy when Washington won that game. And look, I don't blame them. It's a big win for them. It's celebratory, all that. But the Eagles should have won that game. Devontae dropped that ball. If he catches it, they win the game. Kenny Pickett had a bad turnover early in the game that didn't help. The defense lets up that drive at the end of the game, which was somewhat unlike them, although they weren't great in situational football at stretches last year. And there's no Jalen Hurts. But the fact that all those things are still true, and the Eagles use that as motivation, I think there is a true natural hatred starting between the two. The Cowboys and Eagles are always going to be rivals simply because of the history, right? Washington, like what made the Eagles and 49ers rivalry special is it was organic. It happened because of what happened on the field. That's what's starting to happen with Washington. So there's that with Saquon talking about it. Then Saquon, I believe this is at Devontae Smith's charity baseball game, talks about another reason, maybe not the biggest Washington fan out there, and had to do with when he was a free agent. So here's Saquon.
So the Commanders wasn't in the...
Nah, I never heard a word from Commanders. That's why BTL when I see it.
You know what? I can respect the game. All right, keep balling out, buddy.
Big fan.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Again, another example of just using something that is a fairly small slight and just blowing it up where it can motivate you. Washington or Dallas wasn't going to sign Saquon. Why would they sign a running back? At the time, Dallas, certainly not a Super Bowl contender. Washington wasn't supposed to be as good as they were. Like, it wouldn't make sense for them to sign Saquon. But if every time Saquon touches the ball against Washington, he thinks about that and he does what he did in that championship game where the first time he touches it, he goes like 67 yards or whatever it was. It's a positive for the Eagles. And then the final one, Brandon Graham, not on the team anymore, but a true Eagles ambassador. I think no matter what he does, always going to be thought of as an Eagle, clearly. Also at Devontae's game, had something to say. I think it was to a Washington fan, maybe, or maybe it was a player. I forget who he was talking to. Had something to say about Deebo Samuel. So here's Brandon Graham with an assessment of the shape he thinks Deebo is in.
I was about to say, we coming. You know we got Deebo.
It's going to be between us two. I wouldn't worry about him. He got to be in shape first. He don't look like he in shape right now.
What?
Man, Deebo, ever since I tweeted that picture out at the Super Bowl where he had a Jalen Hurts, or no, an AJ Brown jersey on, if I remember correctly, this is why, you know, you got to take multiple photos. I didn't think he looked that heavy in the photo, but he's really been fighting all offseason this idea that he's out of shape. There was clips that came out of him running in Washington where people thought he looked slow. Washington has since tried to combat this idea, you know, posting videos where they think he looks fast. There was a video I saw a few days ago where he's working out and you can see he's in better shape than like 99% of the population. But you can tell Brandon, you know, he hears this on the radio. He sees it online. And if I'm Deebo, I'm hearing that too. And when I'm playing the Eagles and now there's that rival, there's also that natural dislike from when he was on the Niners. Like, that's another part of it. When you want to say why the rivalry is bigger than it used to be, Deebo was the one that came in the Eagles house in the link and ran all over him because he's basically a running back and not really a wide receiver. But, and you know, sparked that blowout that really kind of ended the Eagles 2023 season. So I'm loving this. I think that it's great. You know, the Cowboys might not be that good. The Niners, they're not going to play them this year. The schedule does suck in how it plays out, but I think the Eagles-Washington rivalry is a really big thing. And right now, I'm not sure there's a team the Eagles want to beat more when they play them than Washington, especially now that they've beaten the Chiefs. You can just hear, you know, how Saquon talks about him. You can see the Brandon Graham jokes and all that. I think Eagles-Washington is truly their biggest rival right now, and I'm excited to see them play and how this rivalry grows, because with Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts, this could be a rivalry for quite a long time. All right, on the other side, I got some thoughts based off what I'm seeing on Twitter and stuff about all these teams, and I think it's so obvious people are coping. So that'll be on the other side, but first, a word from our sponsor.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So this is Go Birds Daily. We are an Eagles podcast. We talk Eagles. But in the dog days of summer, when everybody is talking about the Phillies and the Sixers just had their draft, as I've often said, it's hard for me not to see everything through the prism of the Eagles, to not have on not green colored glasses, but just glasses where everything in sports, the first thing I think is, how's this impact the Eagles? What does this relate to the Eagles? How can I, you know, all that, right? And one thing I am seeing going on right now with the Phillies and the Sixers, I think is comical compared to what we've seen with the Eagles. So over the past few years, I think there's been two special teams in this city. Now, we had a special postseason run by the Phillies, but that team wasn't special. The 2022 Eagles and the 2024 Eagles. There's been good Sixers teams that have had a chance. There's been, you know, the 2023 Phillies got all the way to NLCS last year, all that. But what we did with the Eagles in 2022 and 2024 is not something we have to do with these current teams. I hear so many people talk about this Phillies team. And the debate is, you know, should they add at the deadline? Should they trade one of their top prospects to go out and add to the team? Now, the record is special. They have a good record. I think they have the second best record in baseball since April. So, or not since April, but they have the second best record in baseball over some recent stretch. Like, they have the winning backed up. But what people do with the Phillies that they didn't have to do with the Eagles is make excuses. And they have to point to other teams to point how good this Phillies team is or why this Phillies team has a chance. When people say the Phillies should add at the deadline, it is never, well, look at that lineup. It's so good already and you add to it, they're better. It's never, yeah, well, you can just watch them play and you can tell they're awesome. It is always, the rest of the division's not that good. Or, well, the NL really only has the Dodgers. Or when the Phillies make a mistake in the field, it is other teams make mistakes too. When the Phillies go cold at the plate, it is, well, other teams go cold too. It's very few times the Phillies play well enough over a stretch where we can look and go, yeah, they look like a contender. I don't have to point to other teams to make you realize that this Phillies team is worth investing in. I can look at the Phillies and show you why. That's not what they've looked like this year. And I think it's so obvious when a team isn't good enough, when you have to point to another team to convince yourself of this team. With the 2022 Eagles and the 2024 Eagles, we never said, well, the rest of the NFC is not that good, so this is their chance. Like, sure, you stack them up and you go, you know, them versus the Lions, blah, blah, whatever. But it was not, this is a chance, go take advantage of it. And the same thing's happening with the Sixers. If you look at the Sixers discourse, it is, well, Jason Tatum is hurt. Who else got hurt? Oh, Tyrese Halliburton, unfortunately, got hurt. Damian Lillard got hurt. And you look at the East and you say, wow, it's there for the taking. Like, this is their chance. Go in, go do it. I almost never hear people talk about why the actual Sixers are good. The Sixers had a top five draft pick this year. They had one of the 10 worst records in the NBA. They lost an obscene amount of games at the end of the year. They started 3-14. Their best player might never play again or might not be who he used to be. Paul George is a mistake for that contract. Tyrese Maxey's coming off a year where he didn't have a great year. McCain has played 15 games. Like, we can easily point to the Celtics and go, yeah, Tatum's hurt. What about, like, this is a Sixers chance. You can point to the Pacers and go, Tyrese Halliburton is hurt. This is a Sixers chance. But those teams are better than the Sixers. And again, much like the Phillies, it is never, here's why I think the Sixers can be good. It is, they could be good because other teams are bad. And when I hear people do that, that's when I know the team's not that good. So could the Phillies make a run? Sure, they could make a run. But in the playoffs, when they're making defensive mistakes, base running errors, swinging at pitches they shouldn't swing at. It's not going to matter as much if a team in the AL is doing it. It's going to matter which team over a 5 or 7 game series makes the most mistakes. And I have seen the Phillies make mistakes, mistakes, mistakes. Next year, it's not going to matter for the Sixers if Tyrese Halliburton or Jason Tatum's out, if Embiid's not playing, if Maxey isn't shooting as well as he normally does, if Paul George looks the disappearing act on the court all the time, if McCain, after only 20 good games last year, has a bit of a second-year slump, if Edgecombe, great guy, rooting for him, awesome story, if he's just a role player. We got to stop focusing on other teams and look at the teams themselves to decide if they're contenders. We never have to do it with the Eagles. You know when the Eagles are good. You know it. And in fact, in 2023, when we were talking about how they could be good, you would look and go, yeah, but these other teams aren't that good. And we only had to do that because we knew the Eagles weren't that good. So this is what I ask of my Go Birds audience, my real ones, my auto-downloaders. From now on, when we look at a team, let's not cope and say other teams aren't that good. Use your eyes and watch your own team. And you can watch this Phillies team and see they are not the contender everyone thinks they are. You can look at the Sixers situation and say they're not the contender everyone thinks they are. When you looked at the Eagles in 2024, you knew they were a contender. And it didn't matter what the other teams were doing. So I had to get that off my chest after a lot of days, I think, of coping in that regard. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Go out. Enjoy your Tuesday. I'll be on WIP from 3 to 4. Spike, Ike, and Fritz, come check me out there. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.